WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross.
Lord, I shall give these laws unto thy people. Hear me! Oh, hear me! All pay heed! The Lord Jehovah, has given unto you these 15... Ten commandments for all to obey.
That's Mel Brooks as Moses. His movie History of the World Part 1 spoofed biblical epics. My guest Charlton Heston has starred in the real thing.
From the burning bush, O Lord, you charged me to bring the people to this holy mountain, to behold your glory and receive your law. What have I left undone?
Charlton Heston was Moses in the Cecil B. DeMille epic The Ten Commandments, made 42 years before The Prince of Egypt. Heston's booming voice reverberated in other biblical spectacles like Ben-Hur and The Greatest Story Ever Told. I spoke with Heston in 1990. In the Ten Commandments, you had to lead and to speak to a cast of thousands. Can you describe what went into one of those scenes, or one of the really large scenes where all the extras were?
Well, the Exodus is, I suppose, one of the largest scenes of that kind ever filmed.
Mm-hmm.
It had 8,000 human beings and 5,000 animals, and it took... To get the shots with all those people, you could only do about 5 takes a day, because you... To get them back to where they started from took hours. And it's the kind of film that obviously can never be made again. They won't ever make Lawrence of Arabia or Bridge in the River Kwai or Ben-Hur or any of those films again, because they're far, far too expensive. I saw they ran the Ben-Hur budget, the original budget, which turned up in somebody's file drawer, through a modern computer program that production managers use when they're budgeting films. To make Ben-Hur today would cost $127,800,000.
Wow. So tell me something about what it was like to do the Exodus scene and the crossing the Red Sea scene with...
Well, you need the stick. You have to have the stick to do it. Did you
of
notice
course.
What a nice day it was in New York yesterday? You're welcome. I'm glad to do it. Glad to help. But obviously those scenes are... In a sense, the English actors call NAR, no acting required. If you stand in front of 8,000 people in the Egyptian desert and lift up a stick and say, "Bear us out of Egypt, O Lord, as an eagle bears its young upon its wings," you don't need to act that. The scene does it for you. You are overwhelmed by the reality of what is around you.
Yeah, it must give you a real sense of power.
Indeed it does.
Even though it's all stage, you've still got, 8,000 people following
yes,
you.
Yes, yes. It's quite an awesome experience.
Mm-hmm. Your infant son ended up playing the baby Moses in the bulrushes.
It began playing. He ended up a writer-director. I just finished working for him.
Oh, right. Right.
So he began.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
was the beginning and end of his acting career.
Right.
I think he realized the shortcomings of a career in front of the camera and quickly switched behind.
Well, how did your baby end up getting the part? I mean, the striking resemblance kind of didn't
I don't think a resemblance was a factor.
Yeah.
My wife, who was then an actress herself, was unable to go to Egypt on the location because she was carrying our then unborn son. And DeMille was obviously aware of this, and he said, "When is the baby due?" And she said, "In February." And he said, "That means that he will be 3 months old, if it's a boy, when we get to the shots of the infant Moses in the bulrushes." And he said, "If it's a boy, he can play the part." And at about an hour and a half after Fraser was born, which was 3 o'clock in the morning, she got a telegram from DeMille in the hospital. It said, "Congratulations, he's got the part."
I thought you were going to say, "Congratulations, it's a Moses."
No.
You did the voice of God, right? In the scene where Moses is on the mountain and God is
telling the Ten Commandments. Well, which I think is perfectly logical, because where do we hear the voice of God? Inside our own heads, right? And whose voice speaks inside your head?
Yeah, that's an interesting way of looking at it. I'd like to ask you about the chariot race scene in Ben-Hur, which is... Ben-Hur won, 11 Academy Awards, mm-hmm. and the chariot racing has always been considered one of the really important action sequences.
Category for chariot races, though.
You're right. So you had to...
It is regarded, I suppose, as the best action sequence ever filmed, but it was not... It didn't win an award.
You had to learn how to actually drive a chariot for this?
Yes, I went over some 6 weeks before we started shooting, and Yakima Kanat, who directed the race sequence, personally taught me to drive. And by the time we were ready to begin the picture, I was a minimally competent charioteer. But as I pointed out to Yak one day while we were resting the horses after working a couple of hours with him, I said, you know, Yak, I can handle this team pretty well now, but there's just the one team out here. And when we start shooting this sucker, there's going to be 8 other teams, and I'm not so sure about I can cut that or not. And he looked at me and he said, Chuck, you just stay in the chariot. I guarantee you're going to win the damn race. As indeed I did.
So was everybody, were most of the other drivers stunt drivers so they could get out of your way real quick?
All of them. Mm-hmm. Well, Steve Boyd, who unhappily had not been cast until he only had about 3 weeks' work in the chariot. But he drove some sequences as well.
Mm-hmm. There are all these scenes where...
action sequence, mm-hmm. if the principal has been trained to do whatever it is he's supposed to do well enough to be photographed doing it, you are surrounded by professionals. I mean, they were not about to run over me if I fell out of the chariot. I don't think they were.
And they didn't really run over Stephen Boyd when he fell out, right?
No. No. What was an accident was I drove a great deal of the sequences, mm-hmm. but the scene where Ben-Hur is thrown out of the chariot when it jumps the wreck...
Yeah.
Was not planned. He was not supposed to go out of the chariot, but he was accidentally thrown out with Groot, and I didn't do that. Joe Kanat, Yak's son, but Joe was thrown out of the chariot, managed to throw himself clear, and was only scratched. If the chariot had run over him, it would have killed him, because those things weighed 0.5 ton with steel wheels. But then Wyler, who of course directed the picture, saw that footage, and he said, we got to use that shot. And Jack said, I thought Ben-Hur was supposed to win this sucker, Willie. How are we going to get him back in the chariot? And Willie said, well, we'll cut before he falls absolutely clear and have Chuck get in the tongue and climb back in, which I did very quickly.
Charlton Heston recorded in 1990. He's now the president of the National Rifle Association.